back. WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're taking a little break this week. It is bye week around here and getting ready for Halloween, which is everyone who's grown-up's favorite holiday. We're going to be back on the beat with the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. We're going to be playing on Friday at Silver Spring Mining Company up in White Marsh. We're going to be back at Fells Point next week with the Atlas restaurants, and we're going to be with the mayor, Brandon Scott, at Coco's in Lauraville on the 17th. It is all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery, and I'm on a crab cake tour. I've been trying to get a crab cake with this guest for a while. I think maybe they had little crab balls on the menu back in the day down in Anne Arundel County. We used to get together every year this time of the year. It started with Shannon Sharp and Todd Heap, and then it went through Dennis Pitta and Joe Flacco and Justin Tucker, amongst others. The Gridiron Halloween celebration that we used to have. Lisa Rasiniak joins us now from Goodwill Industries here and the Goodwill folks locally, where I'm about to make a donation to you because I have a whole bunch of stuff and I know and I thought of you and I said, geez, it's Halloween. We're not getting together with football players this year. Well, the world's changed. We were having a good time there for a number 20 years or so, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. It was awesome. It was an awesome event.
Well, I think of you with Halloween every year because where are we going to get a costume? Where are we going to go? My wife and I came up with an idea, and I don't give it away, but she said, we got to go shopping. And I'm like, well, we give all this stuff to Goodwill. We get the little sheet of paper and we drop off over on Joppa Road where we go right by Dr. Steve's office in the backside. And I said, maybe we're going to go over there and do some shopping this week. So this is really like the busiest week of the year for your stores, right? Like everybody comes out because this is such a great holiday.
It is. And it's really good because we've been getting donations like crazy since COVID because people were staying home and cleaned out all their, you know, closets and stuff. So we have just, our stores are bursting with great, you know, stuff, you know, clothing and props and all that kind of stuff for Halloween. So it's really, it's been a terrific month so far for all those people that are out looking for costumes.
Well, I know you've been trying to hold this thing together the last couple of years. Last time I got together with you, we were thinking about coffee. Then COVID happened. It's a year and a half later. Give me the last 2 years. Cause I mean, you guys do an event every year that I've been fortunate to participate with as a partner of yours for many years with serving the community, hiring people, where all of this goes. But where did COVID leave your organization in regard to open, close, and more than anything, just the worldwide freak out we had about cleanliness of everything, right? Like, so, and I'm sure where you were, it was even further top of mind where people donate things from all walks of life, right?
Yeah. I mean, for the first time in our history, I think, and that's been 102 years in Baltimore, we had to shut down our stores for almost 2 months. Never happened before in our history. It was crazy. And, you know, we, though, just immediately started pivoting to virtual services for our mission side. So helping people get back into jobs as quickly as possible for those who lost their jobs. Because we know it was the folks that were on the entry level, you know, retail side and, you know, restaurant side. They were the first ones to lose their jobs. So we quickly got our programs virtually working, and we're still doing that. Even now, we're doing some programming in person, but not a lot even today. But we've turned everything into, you know, doing, you know, case management and so forth and job placement all online. And it's been really well received. We're still helping thousands of people. We've provided over 20,000 services already this year to people and placed over 800 into jobs. And so we're still in a skeleton crew in our stores. You know, we're open in abbreviated hours just because now the labor market's so tight. And we've increased our wages to be competitive with other retailers. But we're just like any other retailer right now, struggling to, you know, get people into work, which seems to be the biggest issue on everybody's mind these days that's working on the front lines.
Liz Rasiniak here from Goodwill Industries, helping people up and get employed. Now, last I checked with you, you were like doing a simulated sort of pharmacy sort of thing. Bring me up, because you work four blocks from where I live, just the other side of the city, and people getting to work and opening offices. And you were the infrastructure, the aorta of all of the operations. I'm sure you had to go to some sort of virtual way when you reopened. And we're going on a year and a half now, right? So this isn't new, the way we're doing this. But to your point, I'm cleaning. Other people are cleaning. I think I've given you more in the last year and a half than I had the 5 years previous. And I still haven't had you bring the truck up for all of the promotional items from my radio station that I've had for 20 years that sort of, when we didn't give the t-shirt away for a Toyota or a Miller, we have so much stuff. And there was a sort of a freeze on all sorts of things. Where are you at this point? And I guess over the last 2 years, so much of what you've done, you know, the North Star changes, I think, for everybody in their organization when something unprecedented comes along like this.
Yeah. So in the height of the pandemic, we were getting about 20,000 donors a week, and we're still averaging 14,000. It's amazing. It's just incredible. And we're, you know, selling it. So
14,000 what? 14,000 different people bring bags of stuff to you every month? Is that, what's the number?
Every week.
Week?
Every week.
I got to times that by 4.5 to get a month. Hold on now. So,
yeah.
So I mean, in an incredible month, 100,000 people will bring you stuff. And in a bad month, 40,000 people will bring you stuff, right?
Yeah, we haven't had a bad month, you know, since I can remember. It used to be years and years ago. You know, I've been with Goodwill for 25 years. It used to be we went through like a slump in the summertime where, you know, we didn't get a lot of donations and we had to warehouse donations and then, you know, truck them out to our stores. Not in the last 2 years. We've had so many donations. In fact, we shut down, you know, part of Bel Air Road a couple weekends and Route 40 out in Ellicott City. I mean, we just backed up traffic so much because people were trying to get into our stores. It's been incredible. And, you know, for us, we take all of the proceeds from the sales of those donations and fund our programs. And you mentioned the CVS program, which we did take all online. And CVS has been a terrific partner. In fact, we're getting ready to open our second location at Mount Lebanon Church in West Baltimore. It's going to be a mock pharmacy, just like the one in our headquarters. And we're going to be taking people through all the up till certification. They do their externship at the CVS. And I don't think that you can go into a CVS in Baltimore City and not be greeted by someone that's been through one of our Goodwill programs and got their certification. And it's a fabulous job for people who, you know, want to get in with an accreditation or a certification to get that middle skilled wage, and they can move up rather quickly. And, you know, CVS and even the other pharmacies all have great pathways so that people can get into some really good jobs, you know, as they grow with the company.
Well, just so you know, my back last week blew out and CVS is my pharmacy. So, you know, I went down to Charles Street and I stood in line with the mask on and they took great care of me, got me where I needed to be. Lisa Rosiniak's here. She's with Goodwill and Goodwill Industries. We used to get together right around this time every year. It was always sort of around the bye week. And I remember we had some dark nights, right? We had the day after we lost the Minnesota game. I remember that one being, and then we had big wins, you know, like, and the next night it was come down Anne Arundel County and say hello to the tight ends. And Joe Flacco did the Jersey Shore 1 year with me and did a Michael Phelps turn. I'll tell you one thing, Lisa, the gift that gives are the pictures, because there were a lot of years, my wife and I've been married 18 years now. There are a lot of years where the only party we went to, the only time we dressed up was because of you, Kevin Byrne and Sally and the Ravens organization. I was the MC every year, so I'd have to have a costume. There was pressure. So every year I had a good costume. And now that I look back on 15 years worth of pictures and all of the Ricky, Lucy, and my wife always says that I always made her be a dude. We did Wayne's World. So, you know, we never did Lenny and Squiggy, but it was on. So was Laverne and Shirley. Laverne and Shirley was the one we were always going to do. And we never did. But the pictures, Halloween's it, man. So like this week for people to come in, when I give my stuff to the Joppa Road store, will it all be there? Or does it get dispersed? I want to understand a little bit more about what happens to all the stuff that I drop off.
Right. So you drop off your stuff at Joppa Road and we sell it at Joppa Road. If it doesn't sell after 4 weeks, we send it to one of our outlets where we sell things by the pound. If it doesn't sell in an outlet, then we take it to another facility, a warehouse that we have, and we bale it for salvage, for rags. And it gets sent all over the country.
I love when you tell me this, because like none of this stuff goes to waste, right? Like you're not putting any of this in a dump.
30 million pounds is what we keep out of landfills on average every year. And, you know, I think it's pretty critical, especially now with, you know, so much, you know, focus on the environment. We're one of the oldest, you know, conservativeness of products that would normally just go into the waste stream. And we keep them out of the landfill as much as possible. And we have all kinds of buyers who, you know, buy our clothing, buy hard plastics, buy cardboard. We're even looking at some really exciting projects next year with actually recycling and converting products that we don't have a vendor for, and making things. So we're looking forward to a really exciting year next year, 2022.
Well, I hope you have a great Halloween. I hope you sell a lot of stuff. I know we'll be rummaging through the stores, and I'll be hitting you and saying, hey, when can I get that truck over here and get all this cool stuff so we can take it somewhere, maybe beyond Joppa Road to sell it. But I really appreciate the friendship over the years. I miss the party. Yeah, I miss the hors d'oeuvres.
Me too.
I miss the wacky costumes, right? Like, people every year, it was the one night where you were really a weenie if you showed up and you didn't have a costume. You know what I mean? We were probably 80 or 90% at, you know, costume at our party, right? I mean, and it was, we always play Thriller, right? I miss it. Well, let's resurrect the party. Let's find a reason to throw a party next year.
I think we should after the last 2 years. Yeah.
We don't need the Ravens. We don't need any. We just need costumes and fun, yeah. Fun people. And like, we need a dance room. We need a DJ. And we need prizes, I think, at least. But I know we'd have good spirit about us. You holding up all right through COVID here? I mean, give me a little look at next year about things that feel like when the masks come off for what Goodwill wants to do above and beyond what you're already doing, which is pretty considerable, to be really honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, so we're going to expand more in the community. We're opening a satellite center at the Y, Central Maryland in Druid Hill.
We had John on a couple months ago. Absolutely.
You know, we're great partners with John, and he and I actually serve on a board together for Business Volunteers Maryland. And, you know, so it's a lot of community partnering. And I think that's what Baltimore needs to do. We all need to work together to come up with the solutions to the socioeconomic issues that we have throughout our city. And that's what we spend a fair amount of time on. You know, we have Anivon Basu all the time, you know, telling us what's happening, what the trends are, where we're going. And it's important, I think, as a community service provider, that we band together with other resources, because we all can't do this by ourselves. You know, we concentrate on employment. You know, other providers focus on, you know, substance abuse and recovery and transitional housing and, you know, healthcare and so forth. And so by connecting all the dots in the community, that's where we make a difference. And so John and I are working on a satellite center at his place over in Druid Hill, which will be opening hopefully in the spring. But just an example of how two, you know, big nonprofits, leaders in our community, are getting together to help solve problems in Baltimore. And that's what we need to do.
Creating jobs and finding people to fill them. That's what we're doing here. Lisa, I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on. Next time we get together, let's make it over a crab cake. I mean, I put this crab cake tour together on Fridays. I blew my back out. I'm back on the beat here the next couple of months through the holidays and getting together and gathering local business leaders like yourself to tell the story of what you do. I've given many times. I've talked about it many times, and it continues to evolve in the story of how Goodwill is growing. And hopefully next year you get to your luncheon where we actually have lunch instead of the virtual thing, and we'll work on that together. And I promise I'll have a nice donation for you here before the holidays. All right.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Lisa Rusiniak, always a Baltimore positive visit. All of our Wise Conversations made possible by our friends at Wise Markets. We talked about the paralyzed veterans of America with Ron Bonacci earlier this week. We're also talking about rounding up in the month of November. I've had Halloween on the mind and Halloween candy. People have been giving me candy. I'm gaining weight. I can't have it. Candy and crab cakes, too much going on right now. I'm going to have to stick to the fruits and the vegetables at this point. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, getting you through Halloween, getting you through bye week. A lot of best stuff around here, and some of our best conversations from our Maryland Crab Cake Tour, presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. Back for more on Baltimore Positive right after this.